Chapter 32.
Emergency! Emergency! Blared the klaxons throughout Magrathea. Hostile ship has landed on planet. Armed intruders in Section 8A. Defense stations! Defense stations!
The two mice sniffed irritably round the fragments of their glass transports, where they lay shattered on the floor.
Damnation! Muttered Frankie Mouse. All that fuss over 2 pounds of earthling brain!
He scuttled round and about, his pink eyes flashing, his fine white coat bristling with static.
The only thing we can do now,
said Benji, crouching and stroking his whiskers in thought,
is to try and fake a question, invent one that will sound plausible.
Difficult, said Frankie.
He thought.
How about, what's yellow and dangerous?
Benji considered this for a moment.
No, no good, he said. Doesn't fit the answer.
They sank into silence for a few seconds.
All right, said Benji. What do you get if you multiply 6 by 7? No, no, too literal, too factual, said Frankie. Wouldn't sustain the punter's interest.
Again they thought.
Then Frankie said, Here's a thought. How many roads must a man walk down?
Ah, said Benji. Aha! Now that does sound promising.
He rolled the phrase around a little.
Yes, he said. That's excellent. Sounds very significant without actually tying you down to meaning anything at all. How many roads must a man walk down? 42. Excellent. Excellent. That'll fox 'em. Frankie, baby, we are made.
They performed a scampering dance in their excitement. Near them on the floor lay several rather ugly men who had been hit about the head with some heavy design awards. Half a mile away, 4 figures pounded up a corridor looking for a way out. They emerged into a wide open-plan computer bay. They glanced about wildly.
Which way do you reckon, Zaphod? Said Ford.
At a wild guess, I'd say down here, said Zaphod, running off down to the right between a computer bank and the wall.
As the others started after him, he was brought up short by a kilozap energy bolt that cracked through the air inches in front of him and fried a small section of adjacent wall.
A voice on a bullhorn said, Okay, Beeblebrox, hold it right there. We've got you covered.
Cops, hissed Zaphod, and spun around in a crouch. You want to try a guess at all, Ford?
Okay, this way, said Ford, and the four of them ran down a gangway between 2 computer banks.
At the end of the gangway appeared a heavily armored and space-suited figure waving a vicious kilozap gun.
We don't want to shoot you, Beeblebrox, shouted the figure.
Suits me fine, shouted Zaphod back, and dived down a wide gap between 2 data process units.
The others swerved in behind him.
There are 2 of them, said Trillian. We're cornered.
They squeezed themselves down in an angle between a large computer databank and the wall. They held their breath and waited.